captains meeting here at the center of Ames Field, a field that runs east and west. Very few clouds in the sky, a little wispy kind of cloud or two coming off Lake Michigan, which we can't see it from here, but we can see the NIPSCO generator, which sits right on the lake, and Washington Street Beach is right up the street that we can look down from our broadcast position. Warsaw is 1-0 in receiving or winning the toss. They will defer. They will kick off to Michigan City, and the Wolves' offense will be on the field first. What do you remember about opening night, Will Shepherd, when it comes to coaching football? What do you remember about the first game of the season?
Well, you worry about normal things, but paying attention to details like special teams. Special teams are absolutely critical when your opponent has really good speed, and Michigan City certainly does. So everybody has to do their job and focus on, you know, getting off to a good start.
The field here at Ames Field runs east and west, so the sun is going to be a factor, and the Tigers are going to kick from east to west, so they'll be looking into the sun here in the opening quarter of play. Mason Smythe will kick off for the Tigers, third-year kicker, a junior. Last year had an average of 56 yards per kickoff and had 23 touchbacks. He's excited because he is where the Mevis boys were the last 2 years of their high school careers. He expects to kick it into the end zone each and every week. If you are nervous, you should be. We are nervous. The coaches, the players, they're all nervous. And we're ready to go. 12 minutes up on the clock here at Ames Field. Smith walks back to his 32-yard line. And we're awaiting the whistle. And there is the whistle. And Smythe puts the foot to it, and he'll drive a low drive kick. It's going to hit the receiver at the feet at the 8. He'll pick it up at the 10, middle of the field, 15. Got a block at the 20. He's the 25, looking to get to the outside. He's to the outside, 30, 35. He's to the 40 and pushed into the Warsaw bench at the 46-yard line. So they tried a low line drive kick, and it was returned very beautifully by Michigan City, and they're off to great field position here on the opening drive, starting from the Michigan City 46-yard line. Tyler Bush is the quarterback. Jaden Hart is the one back. Most of the time they go four wide with Cameron Bell, Elijah Collins, Benjamin Martin, and Logan Moreland. The offensive line left to right, Deion Smith, Brandon Reynolds, Braden Westfall, Lawrence Phillips, and Edgar Garcia. We'll give the Tiger defense here in just a second. First play from scrimmage, ball on the left hash mark. The handoff to Hart, he goes left, and he's got a hole. He's across the 50, and he's all the way to the Tiger 47-yard line. That's a gain of 7 yards on a first down carry for the senior who's headed to Syracuse University next year. The Tiger front three, Nathan Rosas, Mason Gabrich, Isaac Beam, all who got a lot of time last year. Linebacking core, Jet Woodward, Cohen Heady, Eric Pohl, and Jaden Habegger. Second down and 3 for the Wolves in Tiger territory. And they'll hand off to Hart again. Not a lot of room. He's going to try to dance to the outside. He's going to be headed, thrown for a loss. Back in Wolves territory at the 46-yard line. It was Eric Pohl who made the tackle, but he was not Will Shepherd, the guy who blew up the play.
Well, that's where you absolutely have to keep leverage. You have to keep contain on a really strong back like that. And the Tigers did. You got to keep your shoulders square. And you know, Pohl did that and made a really nice play. But you're right. Up front, they did a nice job of making him bounce it.
So that's a loss of 7, and it's 3rd down and 10. Bush takes a snap, rolling to the left, looking downfield. Pressure coming. He's going to be hit. He goes down. He goes down back at the 42-yard line. The Tigers get their first sack of the season, and after the big kickoff return, it's 3 and out for the Wolves, and the Tigers are going to back up into punt reception formation.
That was an auto blitz by number 8, and Jet did a great job of doing that and putting him down on the ground.
Bush is also the punter, so this is very dangerous. The quarterback is the punter. Last year, he was also the punter, 25 punts for an average of about 32 yards. There's almost no wind here in Michigan City on this beautiful Friday night. Bush standing at his 28 awaiting the snap, and whistles and a flag flies, and I think the play clock ran out. It is. It's delay of game. Delay of game against Michigan City, and that's going to back them up five more yards. So they return the kick to the 46. And now the ball's backed up to their 37, where they're going to snap this ball to punt it. Tigers have one man back deep. And that is Taylor Villema. Good snap back to Bush. He is kicking it. It's a high kick down the middle. Villema calls for a fair catch and makes it at the Tiger 26-yard line. And hold on, hold on. We have a flag down back here at the Michigan City 47. We never like that. .9:25 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're waiting for the officials to sort this out. And they're still talking. Now we get some sort of indication of what's going on. He's talking out loud. We can't hear him. It's holding against the Tigers. And they're going to punt again. So Michigan City's going to take. Wait a minute. Can they do that? It was after the ball was kicked. Okay. So now they move the ball to the 47-yard line of Michigan City. If it's after the ball is kicked, then it should be marked off from the where the ball was received by Villema. And I think they're in the process of correcting that. Either way, it's a 10-yard walk-off against the Tigers. And they're still talking about it. They're still trying to figure this out. That's one of the oldest rules in the book, Will. I don't know what they're struggling with here.
Yeah, I don't either.
Holding against Warsaw. It's declined. And it's going to be first down Tigers from where Villema received the punt. That's interesting. So Warsaw takes over, first down and 10 from their own 26, opening offensive possession for the Tiger offense. Drew Sullivan out as the quarterback. He becomes just the second Tiger to begin a second season as quarterback. The other was Tucker Curtis, who made it into the second quarter last year, got injured, badly broke his leg, and was never able to recover from it. Ball on the far hash mark. The wide side of the field is left. And Sullivan's just going to plow forward behind his center, Cameron Kaufman. And he's going to get 5 yards out to the 31-yard line. So Sullivan gets five on the first play from scrimmage. And that's something that Warsaw struggled with last year, Coach Shepard, was first down. Warsaw did not do a good job on first down. It left them in long yardage situations.
No, that was an outstanding call by Mike and the offensive staff to set the tempo and put you in a really good second down situation.
Second five for Sully in the offense. Drew under center. Option play. He'll give it up the middle. And there's the ball came out. The ball came out, and the Tigers have turned it over. Something in the mesh between Sullivan and Zollinger, and the Tigers fumble on their second play from scrimmage with 8:41 left to play in the half. And we have our first turnover of the game and the season.
Sudden change defense. We'll see the Tigers are made of right here, because the field position is not good either.
So the Wolves with a chance to score first. They start from the 30 after the Tiger turnover. Bush hands off to Hart up the middle, breaks a tackle, gets across the 25, gets all the way to the 23. A gain of 7 yards and a first down carry for the 6 foot, 205-pound senior. Again, Warsaw turned the ball over 22 times last season. 16 of those were fumbles lost. The 22 turnovers equaled the amount of turnovers that they had the previous two seasons combined. 8:05 left to play, opening quarter. Bush hands off to Hart again, makes one man miss, then another. Breaks a tackle to 20, he's down to the 15. Hart with a little jump cut. And he missed, made two men miss. And now the Wolves will hurry to the line of scrimmage as we see the clock stop at the 7:59 mark. First down and 10, Michigan City at the Tiger 15. They will go two wides left and two to the right, the play being signaled in from the near sidelines. Hart will line up to the right of Bush. Now he'll walk behind him. Bush claps his hands, gets the snap, hands off to Hart. The Tigers have it read well, and it's stopped. Stopped for a gain of a yard. Well done there by the Tigers. That's Hob Egger in there on the stop. He changed his uniform. He was wearing 54. Now he's in 33. That happened earlier this week. Second down and 11. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is right. Bush rolling to his right, being chased. Hit as he throws. Incomplete. A blitz coming in from the linebacking core. That's Woodward again as he hit the quarterback hard, and the pass came up woefully short, and now it's third down and 11 from the Tiger 16.
Going to have to be ready later in the game for a screen game play, because the staff at Michigan City is going to figure out the auto blitz when the quarterback rolls out.
Third down and 11. Back to throw Bush. Here comes the blitz. There's the screen pass over the middle at the 15, and it stopped at the 14-yard line. Pole on the stop for the Tigers. Wrapped his arms around Hart and would not let him go. It's a gain of 2 on the pass play, and now it's 4th down and 8, and the offense is staying on the field for Michigan City. Clock running, 6:42 left to play here in the opening period. The Tigers turned it over on their 30. Michigan City now facing 4th down and 8. Bush has Hart to his right. Two wide receivers on either side. Man coverage all the way around. Bush takes the snap. Looking right. Pump fakes. Fires over the middle. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown. Elijah Collins on the touchdown pass of 14 yards, and Michigan City has the lead with 6:19 left to go. It's 6-0.
Well, they did a nice job on a switch route. The corner for Warsaw, you know, one step, you know, to the inside, and they make a play, and you got to be ready for a switch route when two receivers are that close together.
Now the point after. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the kick was taken by Logan Moreland. 6:19 left to play, opening quarter. Michigan City strikes first. It's 7-0 Wolves. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Edler doing the stats for us this season alongside. 6:19 left to play, opening quarter. Michigan City, after the Tiger fumble at their own 30-yard line, cashes it in for 7. And the Wolves will kick off to the Tigers. A little thicker cloud cover now as we get later in the afternoon and into the early evening hours. So not quite looking into quite as harsh a sunlight as they were before. Tigers have two men deep. Leighton Isbell on the far side. Quentin Brock on the near, and it's a squib kick, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Going to roll out of bounds to the 27-yard line. Well, that's interesting. I know this. they don't have, they lost their kicker. He graduated, and they don't have anybody to replace him. So let's see the Tigers, what they want to do here. Looks like they're going to start from the 35-yard line after the ball went out of bounds. Warsaw ran two plays. One got 5 yards. One gave the football back. So Warsaw takes over from the 35. 6:19 to play opening quarter. Sullivan and the offense go to work. Zollinger is behind him, wings on either side. And they'll run it up the middle with Reed, and Reed will get 4 yards out to the 39. Stopped on the play by Thomas Farrell for Michigan City. Second down and 6 coming up as we pass the midpoint of quarter one. The Tigers at this moment have 6 offensive linemen in the game, so they have it's not necessarily an unbalanced line, but they have an extra lineman in there, 6 on the offensive line. Option play right, Zollinger with room to run, breaks a tackle, drags 2 more guys all the way to the midfield line, and a first down for Warsaw. And we have an injured player back up field. And it's one of the Tigers' offensive linemen. And the training staff and Coach Bart Curtis immediately come out to lend him assistance. So it's a gain of 12 on the play and a first down for Warsaw, their first down of the season. But all the concern right now is about the injured Tiger player, and I don't know who that is at this moment.
I'm pretty sure it's number 67, Harrison Stouffer.
It is. Harrison Stouffer is the injured player. That's your best offensive lineman, a senior, 6'1", 270 pounds. So really, if this is a serious injury, which it looks very much like it might be, it couldn't be a worse start for the Tigers.
I would agree.
You get a great defensive stop. They get a big kickoff return. They have all the momentum playing at home. You stop them, make them punt, and then you fumble, they score, and now you've lost your most experienced and best offensive lineman. They're trying to help Harrison to his feet. He is up. Corey Branham's going to put one arm underneath him, and Harrison is not putting any weight on that right leg. That was way behind the play. Zollinger moved outside the hash marks on the far side of the field, and where Stouffer went down was back around the Tiger 47, right in the middle of the interlocking M and C here at Ames Field. 5:41 left to play here in the opening quarter of play. Michigan City with a 7-0 lead. Sullivan and the offense go to work. Again, the depth at the offensive line that Warsaw has been touting this fall so far now really comes into play. They run Zollinger up the middle again, and he's got 5 more yards. And the Tigers, for the first time, are into Michigan City territory at their 45-yard line. Zollinger a year ago, 4th in carries, 4th in yards, 3rd in touchdowns scored. And he's the only player who caught a pass from last year's team that's back this season. Sullivan starts Egoff in motion, then Egoff stops. Drew is changing the play at the line of scrimmage on 2nd down and 5. Drew takes a snap, runs it up the middle. Zollinger again, and he's got another first down inside the 40-yard line to the Michigan City 39. So the Tigers, after fumbling on their second play, have settled down and have a pretty good drive going here in quarter one.
All of the run plays so far have gone to our right, and I find that interesting. I know Mike is tricky, and he's going to come back with a counter play and try and hurt you at some point.
Ball in the far hash mark. The wide side of the field is left on 2nd down and 4. Sullivan under center sends Egoff in motion, and he'll run it up the middle, and there's not much there. He tried to... Oh, they gave it to Zollinger. I'll apologize for that. Zellinger lost a yard on that play back to the 40-yard line. So it'll be second down and 11 coming up for the Tigers as we approach 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Warsaw trailing Michigan City 7-0. Grady Nolan, who was quarterback for several games last season after the Tucker Curtis injury, is lined up as a wideout to the near side. Isbell is wing on the far side. Egoff wing on the near side. Zellinger behind Sullivan with the play clock at 7. Now 6. Now 5. Drew goes under center. Option play left. Up the middle. Zellinger pushing and shoving and pushing and shoving. And how far will they give him? They give him all the way to the 35-yard line. It's a gain of 5 yards. And it sets up third down and about 6 coming up for the Tigers.
First time to the left, and it was good momentum. The offensive line is getting off the ball really, really good. On the first down play, they ran a stunt with middle linebackers and caused a zero gain, but our offensive line is coming off the ball nice.
Third down and 6.5 for the Tigers. Certainly four down territory, even at this point in the game. Sullivan. Long count, Egoff stepped, and now we have whistles and flags flying. Warsaw looked confused there as to what was happening, and this is going to be a penalty against the Tigers. Instead of third down and 6, it's going to be third down and 11. The cornerback from this side of the field, to be honest, has gotten bored. He is starting to cheat in and cheat in and cheat in. A pitch to the near side might be a big play here. Third down now and 11. Ball backed up to the Wolves 40. On the far hash mark, right side of the field is the near side. Sullivan, option play right, is going to keep it. He'll fake the pitch and turn up field. He's across the 35 and he's down to the 31-yard line. He got 10 yards on that first down, or that third down carry, and now it's fourth down and about a yard to go.
He came up gimpy too. Hopefully he's trying to walk it off. Number 12 is pretty tough.
They're trying to find out if he's okay. Bar Curtis says, "Can you go?" And he waved off the training staff and the coaches. Play clock at 15. Tigers to the line. Fourth down and 1 from the 30-yard line. Sullivan barking out instructions. Play clock down to 5. Now 4. Now 3. True under center. Option play left. Up the middle. Zellinger. Big hole across the 25. Inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain and another first down for Warsaw.
Great block by our center, Kaufman. Nice job.
Big hole there, and Zellinger got 5 yards from the blocking, and then he made one man miss a tackle that allowed him to make the other 8. 1:32 left to play, opening quarter. Michigan City with a 7-0 lead, but the Tigers inside the red zone for the first time at the 18. Ball still on that far hash mark right in front of the Warsaw bench. Egoff and Isbell are the wings. Option play. Oh, and the ball is out, and the Tigers have fumbled again. Michigan City recovers. Zellinger ran into Sullivan, knocked him over, and the ball comes out. And with 1:11 left in the quarter, the Tigers have 2 possessions and 2 turnovers, and the Wolves take over up 7-0. So, Michigan City, with the momentum back, the Tigers looked like they were on their way. Once again, they turn the ball over, and the Wolves have it with 1:11 left to play in the opening quarter.
Get ready for a big one here.
Well, you got to figure that they're going to try to throw the ball out to this near side to Benjamin Martin, who is out here one-on-one against Lucas Ransbottom from the 18-yard line. Bush play action fake, looking right, pressured, gets out of the pocket. He's going to throw it down the middle on the run. He's got his man, and there is Martin across the 30-yard line to the 33. That's a 15-yard gain, and a first down for Michigan City. They will run quickly to the line of scrimmage. Martin with the catch and the 15-yard gain. They hurry to the line of scrimmage, but they're not really in a hurry to snap the ball. They just want to try to keep Warsaw from substituting. 48 seconds left in the first quarter. They run the sweep. They hand off to Hart up the middle instead. He'll get across the 35 and out to the 38-yard line. That's a 5-yard gain on a first down carry. And again, Michigan City quickly to the line. They do not have to snap the football before the end of the first quarter. Michigan City at the moment going toward the east end of Ames Field. And the coaching staff from Michigan City is calling a play with 10 seconds left. Michigan City lines up to execute it. 7 seconds, now 6. Bush takes the snap, play action fake, looking deep, blitz coming, and it gets there, and it's going to be Isaac Beam with his first sack of the season. Back to the 31-yard line. That's a loss of 7 on the play, and that ends the opening quarter. Warsaw trails Michigan City 7-0 after 1. We'll start quarter number 2 in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.